outrageous.
All right, please, now, from Newsweek Magazine and NBC News, please welcome Jonathan Alder. Good morning, Mr. Alder.
Good morning, Mr. Imus.
How are you?
That was a mind-blowing interview. I mean, I didn't know what to make of it. What did you think?
With Anne-Marie Smith?
Yeah.
I thought she was jerking my chain on the Bonnie Frank mask, frankly.
She wants to go on Survivor?
Well?
I mean, she's turning this thing into a farce, and it's not like a normal sex case. You're talking about a young woman's life.
Well, I understand.
It's peculiar.
Well.
But she certainly gave everybody a lot of new angles.
No.
Michael Jackson's hair?
Yeah. Well, I do think that sometimes when people appear on this program, they think they have to say funny things. But I do think that most of the other things she had to say were... Yeah, obviously, because, well, I mean, I do think that we're going to find out before this whole thing is over that some sort of weird sex has something to do with it.
Yeah, a lot of what she said could very well be true. You saw the story in the Washington Post this morning about this Pentecostal minister and his daughter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
18 years old, she told her father that she had an affair with Condit a few years ago. He told the Levies, who I guess he did some gardening work for, that they had had a relationship and warned the Levies about Condit.
Let me ask you something, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Did you think that was really Anne-Marie Smith?
No, I wasn't sure. I just caught the end of it, to tell you the truth. I didn't know what it was.
I really liked
it. You know, that's the problem with the show. It's hard to know. And she's coming forward. She's saying a lot of pretty amazing stuff.
It was Christy on the newsroom, Jonathan.
Miss Christy? All right. You had me.
Okay, well.
That's what happens when you jump out of the shower.
You really are just a moron. You're almost the dumbest person I've ever talked to. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I just, you know, sorry. You got me.
Well, good.
That's what happens when life imitates art in America.
Well, we had these idiots from CNN and all these other networks calling us for our exclusive Gary Condit interview the other day. I mean, CNN wanted to know if they could take a live feed, right, Bernie?
That's correct. Yeah.
So maybe now that Walter Isaacson's over there, they'll perhaps be a little more discerning. And but I mean, you know, it's laughable. So
pay a little more attention.
So back to being serious for a second. You are right. There is a young woman's life at stake here, and here's my question. I asked David Gregory, the White House correspondent.